Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We're going to talk a little bit about alternative investments and what they are. People are hearing more and more about this.
Yeah, so let me paint the picture a bit here, Dave. Stock market.
Yeah.
Volatility.
Yeah.
High valuations.
Right.
People are concerned about that. Yeah. What if there's a big correction, a market crash, and so forth? In the first time in a very long time, actually. Bond market, not great in interest rates.
Well, they're low, they're historical lows, and the problem is rates are going up, so bonds are under pressure.
Right, so if bond interest rates go up, then prices go down. That could impact the total return of your bond.
Yep.
So what the heck do you do? Like, where do you go
where
with
you
this?
Go?
And so people are thinking, oh, let's go to cryptocurrency, or let's go to real estate, or let's go to, a whole bunch of different ideas are popping in and out of people's minds. And as you transition to or live in retirement, taking exorbitant amount of risk is something that you worry about because you don't have the time to replenish or rebuild what's been lost.
Correct, right.
Enter in this program called Alternative Investments, which has been around for decades.
Right.
It's now getting popular and available to the average investor.
Available, and this is the thing. They've been around for a long time, but not available to the average investor. But our industry is evolving in that respect, understanding the problems that you've just identified. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to help people understand what alternatives are and talk about some of the strategies that would fit in that. And so to help us understand that, we've got Michael Sager, Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management, joining us today. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Hope you're well.
So let's just start at a very high level. Maybe you can define or describe for our viewers and listeners what an alternative asset is.
I think that's a really good place to start because, you know, the term alternatives, it really encompasses a wide mosaic of investment opportunities, and they're not immediately obvious from that descriptor. And I think you're right also, they've been around for a long time. If you look at a lot of the biggest institutional investors, their portfolios have got a lot of different alternatives that are adding to their portfolio performance. So they're very relevant, but it's not obvious what an alternative is from that name. So, you know, we can mention things like liquid alternatives or private equity or real estate or infrastructure. You know, people will probably have heard of at least some of those, and they're all different types of alternatives. They all offer something different and something diversifying to an investor's portfolio. And I think that's the key thing, what they offer. So for example, some alternative assets offer, to your point a minute ago, more attractive long-term expected return than is currently available from public securities like equities or bonds. Other alternatives can help boost portfolio income. It's another important facet. And then another set of alternatives can be used to protect portfolios against one or other specific risks, for instance, the risk of much higher inflation. That's something that an allocation to, for example, liquid alternatives or infrastructure can do very well. So it's a big mosaic of opportunities that fits well together, is how I start to get into that answer.
So Michael, you have a portfolio that you're part of, that has the word alternative under its name. So it's a multi-asset portfolio. It's under the alternative space. Let's break down what your portfolio or your fund has and what's involved in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Two of the key tenets to that fund, it's the multi-asset absolute return strategy, or MARS. Two key tenets are breadth and diversification. And I think that's pretty crucial to asset allocation more generally. So breadth, we want as many opportunities to add value to invest the portfolios as we can. So lots of different asset classes are included in Mars: equities, bonds, but also currencies, commodities. We've got some more eclectic volatility strategies. So that's part of the breadth. Then geographic breadth. We're not tied just to Canada. We can go anywhere, any developed market, any emerging market. That geographic diversification is really important because it provides you with additional sources of return, additional ways to mitigate risk, and therefore to improve the overall performance of your portfolio. You know, we can, for a traditional portfolio, it's typically long only. You buy equities or you buy bonds. In our Mars strategy, we can express our opinions on both the long side, but also the short side. We can buy and sell something. And that really gives us an extra dimension in a very risk-controlled way to add value. Mars is a very liquid strategy. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that, Michael. Yeah. Let's walk through some of the process or rules of investing that you guys go through in this in Mars, because I think what investors need to hear is it's not just willy-nilly, we can go anywhere, anytime. There are some rules that we need to follow to protect on the downside, maximize upside, yet keep everything within some sort of boundaries. What are the rules and boundaries when it comes to Mars?
Yeah, to us, there's a right way to invest and a wrong way, and we're doing it the right way. And that's a very rigorous, very disciplined set of investment strategies. We, for the longest time, both for high net worth investors and as well as some of the biggest institutional investors in the world, we combine a set of quantitative models that we've built and developed and evolved over the years. We combine those with very robust forward-looking judgment. So we're capturing the best of both worlds. Models give you a way of valuing assets without emotion, but fundamental judgment brings in a broader set of thoughts and processes. And we integrate that together in a very disciplined way to give us a very holistic view of what's driving assets. Where are the most attractive risk-adjusted returns? So it's a very rigorous investment process that we wrap with, importantly, portfolio construction and risk management. So if you have that discipline and that really all-encompassing view of what's driving markets, you can exploit your best ideas. So that's the sort of rigor we're bringing to the Mars strategy.
This is where it gets very interesting, because when the time comes to volatility, how does a portfolio like this react, respond, protect, profit, all these different things? So I really want to get into this. So Mike, I'd like you to stick around after the commercial break. We're going to talk about this. And this will kind of talk about why we have a discipline and a structure around bulletproofing someone's retirement.
And Michael used those words, structure and discipline. It's got to be a component of everyone. We have to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, right? Yeah. How does all of this fit to support that lifestyle and what money means for people, what it will do for people in a lifestyle?
Correct. On Tuesday, May 18th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for our next seminar. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break. We've got interest rates that are low and rising. We've got stock prices that that perhaps are high. How does a liquid alternative fit into a portfolio to help protect you and your retirement? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.